Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Conversations with Spirit with your host, Matthew James. In today's show, you can contact Matthew by calling 760-283-4611 or prefix 001-760-283-4611 or connect on Skype for free. And now, here's your host, Matthew James.
Hello and welcome. Good morning from a very dark, cold Canberra here in Australia. It's 3 minutes past six in the morning for me here in Australia. And you'll probably tell from my voice, many of the regular listeners, that I am indeed tired this morning. So please don't hold it against me, everybody. We're going to have a fantastic show today. Very much in the classic format of a Tuesday morning, meaning that please expect the unexpected. Things never go to plan on this show. That is one of the wonderful things about live radio. You plan things and things always go wrong. So I'm just preempting everybody that Conversations with Spirit has a reputation for fade outs, music not playing, sounds of fireworks in the background when we've got bandwidth issues, our voices fading in and out, and in even other voices coming in. We've had reports from time to time of, I didn't realise what that was, and what was that bang in the background? So please expect the unexpected. For people who have not actually listened to the show before, hi everyone, my name is Matthew James. I am the actual host of this show. We are on Mike Spirit FM. My good friend Mike Davis is the mic in Mike Spirit FM. Anyone who wants to actually know more about me, if there is in actual fact anyone out there who does, who hasn't already looked on the website, my website is MatthewJamesMedium.com. It is Matthew with two T's, and it is Matthew James Medium all in one word, because I get many people saying, can't find your website, don't know where it is, because they forget to put the two T's in Matthew. So it's MatthewJamesMedium.com. Everything about me is on that page. There's the Skype readings, there's the phone readings, there's the absent readings. There's even YouTube videos. There's a connection to this, the radio show and the archives. There's even a reference to my blog, A Light in the Darkness. That's been going since 2006. I very rarely plug it on the radio because I actually tend to forget. Plus, there's also a link, an important link, or one of the links I really need to plug more, and that's a reference to my own cards. I am sort of the creator of something I call the Light of Truth Oracle, Light of Truth Oracle cards. They are available for sale on the website, and they are on one of the pages. So that's Light of Truth Oracle. Now, before we go any further, we will be taking some live calls today, or I will be taking some live calls today. I need to get back into the habit of actually taking calls on the radio show, because it did used to be an integral part of the show. So I've already got a number of callers on the switchboard, and I'm already ordering, putting the order of who I'm going to be coming in. But it will be in the latter part of the show. So if you are already queuing, or if you already know that you're on the switchboard and you are eager for your message, please, please, please be very patient with Conversations with Spirit today. It'll probably be in the region of about another 45 to 50 minutes before we actually start taking your calls. Anybody who's listening who does wish to get into the queue, please do so. For people in the US who are going to actually call in via the telephone and call in, the guest phone number is 760. So that's area code 760. It's 283-4611. Now, I've got to obviously remind everybody that these will only be snapshot readings, probably a matter of a maximum of 5 minutes. Dependent on the number of people in the switchboard, we normally get absolutely busy to the rafters, and I can never get through everybody. So my apologies if you don't get a free reading, because I've got to let you know they are free readings and they are snapshot readings. Just please enjoy the show, sit back, listen to the music, and enjoy the show. Because the whole idea of this is just to give you an easy breezy couple of hours. The next couple of hours is just going to be fun. So without any more dulcet tones from me, and I'm just trying to think, have I remembered that? Yes, I've remembered that. Now, what else do I want to mention? Oh yes, the chat room. Please go into the chat room. You will see the chat room at the bottom of the page that you are listening to this radio show on. I do encourage people to go into the chat room, because you do get little shout outs, and you can put little questions in there that me and my guest will answer. However, and this is a big however, we do not do readings from the chat room. So many people will put, what's happening to me with my job, or will the blonde haired man come back to me, and it's in the chat room, and they get a little bit upset when they get ignored. It's because I don't do readings from the chat room, but I do shout outs, and I want to say hello to Jane Guthrie. I know you're in the UK. I want to say hi to Ken G. I want to say hi to Pam. I want to say hi to Spirit Whisper, who I know is a regular listener. And I want to say hello to Nathaniel Knows Best. It's Mary Lou. Hi, Mary Lou. How are you, Mary Lou? So, yeah, just put some questions to us from time to time in the chat room. And I promise, read the chat room. That's if it stays open. I will warn everybody, the chat room does tend to shut down every now and again, and we do load it back up again. It's just the way that Blog Talk Radio is from time to time. Now, before I actually introduce the guest, I just want to just let everybody know that I have got a little bit of sleep deprivation. I'd done our psychic TV over here in Australia on Saturday night. So I'd arrived in Sydney, which is about a 3.5-4 hour drive from where we actually live in Canberra. And I'd done a party booking. I'd then gone straight into the studio. That was on the Saturday. Came out of the studio at about 2:30 in the morning. And we drove straight back to Canberra, and I think it was about 6:30 in the morning we got home. So that's 6:30 in the morning on Sunday morning. We got up at about, or I woke at about 10:15, was planning my day. I got a nice little schedule to relax because we were going to see Charmaine Wilson, who is a fantastic medium over here in Australia, in the afternoon, when I got an SMS, and I got an emergency SMS from one of the producers, can you come back and come into the studio tonight? We are a psychic down. So we then had to drive straight back to Sydney. I went on to the show on Sunday night at 11 o'clock, came out of the studio at 2 a.m. I'd literally had 3 hours sleep in 2 days. So, basically, I'm a little bit tired, everybody. I tend to go a little bit hyper when I am tired. That is why you're getting more chat out of me than you normally get out of me. So, my apologies if I sound very hyperactive. I am. This is Matthew James in sleep mode. I tend to forget what sleep is. I tell everybody that I know how to switch sleep off, and that's how I keep going. Anyway, drawing a breath. You've listened to me now for 10 minutes, droning on. I want to actually introduce my fantastic guest. My fantastic guest is Alex Bailey, all the way from the UK. Hello, Alex.
Hello. Good morning to you, and to the listeners over here.
You better say that again. My live audience, Alex, jumped in too soon then.
I'd like to say good morning to you guys over there and good evening to anybody that's over here.
And good afternoon as well to everybody in the US as well, Alex.
Oh, yeah, well, I can't leave them out. Yep, good afternoon to them as well.
How are you doing? How are you doing, Alex?
I'm doing very well. Had a very good day today. Nothing particularly spiritual, but I have had a very enjoyable day today. Total leisure today.
Fantastic.
Although, like you, I'm suffering a little bit with sleep deprivation. Unlike you, though, I call sleep deprivation only having had 6 hours, which you consider good.
Oh, God. If I'd had 6 hours sleep, I would be a shy fly, Alex. I don't know. I tend to open up when I've had lack of sleep, and I don't quite know what it is. Most people, when they've not had enough sleep, they tend to snore, or they tend to yawn, or they tend to go very introvert. Me, I go the complete opposite. I don't know what it is with me. It's I'm wired wrong, I think.
Yeah, I can sleep anytime, any place, anywhere. I can't meditate. I always, always fall asleep in meditation.
I know that one.
Yeah, I have to say one of the moments that was probably the scariest of my life, which we'll talk about later. I was left alone for sort of 10 minutes to tune in, came back, and they said, all right. And I went, yeah, I've had a lovely nap. And that was at a time when you just wouldn't have expected me to have had a nap.
Now, there's obviously going to be quite a few people who are listening to the show who who don't know who Alex Bailey is. So just for their benefit, Alex, do you want to let everybody know what your website is so they can all go tickling over now and have a look at your profile? And also just give everybody a little bit of a background of who Alex Bailey is as well, please.
My website is www.alexbailey.co.uk. It's all one word, Alex Bailey, but the Bailey is spelled B-A-Y-L-E-Y. Most people go to B-A-I, but it's B-A-Y-L-E-Y. What am I? I wonder that myself sometimes.
Good answer.
I'm a working medium. Mostly in England at the moment, I'm working with spiritualist churches. I've got a little circuit of churches that I do in the local area fairly regularly. Just recently, I've started doing stage shows, which have been very interesting, very different, but I've thoroughly enjoyed doing them. By day, I'm a park ranger, which is a job everyone thinks they want, and believe you me, they would not want it.
I know we were mentioning that earlier, and your previous job, you used to be what?
Oh, no, this is a really bad one. Before that, I was a traffic... before that, I was a dog warden, right? And then before that, I was a traffic warden.
And I had visions suddenly of you about to give this ticket to this poor old dear, and you're about to give them this ticket, and you're getting the bollocking from their husband in spirit, who in the back of your mind is saying, "Don't do that to Elsie. We used to park. We've been parking there for 35 years, Alex."
No, that never happened. Never happened. It was a different time then when I did it. Different to how it is now. And it was far more relaxed than it is these days. I didn't have any ticket quotas to fill or anything like that.
Admit there's ticket quotas, do you?
There wasn't then. I think there is now. See, in those days it was controlled by the police. Nowadays it's controlled by the council. So I think it probably has more to do with money than anything.
Oh, right. But so you're not one of these ones that people will already tell, and I can already tell, that you're quite humble, you're quite down to earth, and you are, let's say, as a medium, I would imagine that you're extremely honest and blunt as well.
Funny you should say that, because I was working Bognor Spiritualist Church last Sunday, and they were lovely at the church to work, and the audience are lovely. But the one thing I've always been told about Bognor is mind your language. They do not like bad language. Now, there's bad language and bad language. I had a spirit come through, and she was a cheeky old thing. And she's a larger lady, and she kept drawing my attention to a certain part of her anatomy.
Oh, you mean the middle area? Yeah, you mean the boob area, do you?
Yeah. And I thought, right, I've been warned that, you know, you've got to be really whiter than white at Bognor. So I said, you know, she's a larger lady. I said, and she just keeps drawing my attention to a certain part of her anatomy, which was rather large. I said, and she's a very cheeky, slightly wicked lady. And the message was taken, and we carried on, and I thought, that's grand. I've skirted around that one. And then later on there was a man, and I said, and he when he was in the nursing home, he did keep pinching nurses' bottoms. And that the man laughed, and yeah, that was okay. But after the service, the lady said to me, the president of the church said, it was fine. She said, fine. But it's a good job the SNU wasn't there. And I went, why? She said, oh, you were a little near the knuckle sometimes. And I thought, oh, do you think that's near the knuckle?
What? God,
it did almost cause a little bit of a riot, because the gentleman that had chaired for me he basically said they should get with the times a little bit more.
Oh, Jesus. I would get banned in Bognor as well then, because in one of my shows that I did over here, Alex, I had to make a very subtle reference to a gentleman's genitalia, right? And I've got a video on the actual webpage, and it's the man with a limp. And I'd got someone's father, and I was actually talking to this to the audience, well, to his son, about the way that he'd limped. He had an injury to his leg, but what the gentleman was actually talking about was a limp with something else. But he popped right out. I said, I know I'm talking about the limp with the leg, I said, but he was impotent as well, wasn't he? And the daughter-in-law said, oh god yeah, he couldn't get it up, you're right. He was telling us about it all the bloody time.
Yeah. See, and the thing is, when you do stage shows, you can be a little bit more like that. It's more acceptable. So I do find that very different, that you can be a little bit more. And so I'm not, a very much of what you see is what you get person.
That sounds good. Because I know Bognor sounds like no X-rated stuff. And if the Matthew James buddy wagon went to Bognor, I wouldn't last 5 minutes then, because I get prostitutes coming through. I get naked men dangling their bits in front of me. I get cross dressers. Oh god! And I got banned in Blackpool once, incidentally, Alex. I did the Spiritualist Church on Albert Road in Blackpool, and many of the listeners will know this story. So all I suggest is they cover their ears if they've heard this one before. But Alex hasn't heard this one before, everyone. So I need to tell him. I got invited to the Albert Road Spiritualist Church in Blackpool. We're talking well over 15 years ago, even might even be 20 years ago now. And I got someone's grandfather through. And you know when you get a grandfather who every other word was the F word?
Oh, yeah.
And so I've got your grandfather here. He called a spade, and this is to his granddaughter. I said, and he's telling me effing this, and effing this, and you know, what's wrong with the effing garden? And every F word had a different accent to it, or he would emphasize a different part of the F word. And this is in a spiritualist church. The president is on the right-hand side of me, glaring at me. You've got the old dear who was doing the flower reading on the left of me, blushing. You've got everybody in the front row going, oh no, who's this guy? Oh God. And you've got the granddaughter in tears going, that's me granddad, everybody. And I just got at the end, I got banned by the president. I got the old dear with the flower service saying, oh, never in my life have I heard anything so disgusting. Oh, shame. We need to exercise this church now. And I got the granddaughter and her family saying, if you'd done the usual spiritualist church bit when we used to get this thread through, everybody would just say, flipping echo, he swore a lot, didn't he? And we just think it was generalized. But you came out and you said exactly the way that he would say it, even down to the point that he used to swear about. We know that granddad's really there now. You know, I've not been able to do a spiritualist church in the UK ever since, because they banned me throughout the UK.
Yeah, you're probably barred now. Yeah. I do have to say that the audience at Bognor were lovely, though. They really were lovely, you know. They were brilliant to work. But going back to, you know, sort of watching what you say and that, sometimes it's how they say it makes you know it's that person. I had a medium, before I started working as a medium myself, and he did a one-to-one for me. And he came through with my paternal grandfather. And he said, who's Hazel? And at the time, I mean, she's my wife now, but at the time she was my girlfriend. And I said, oh, she's my girlfriend. And he said, do you know, he really likes Hazel. And I said, oh, he does, does he? And he said, yeah. He said, well, actually, he said, I'm going to tell you what he's just told me. He said, he'd give her one. And the minute he said that, I thought, that was Grandpa. That was Grandpa. That is exactly how he would have, you know, that was him. He was a dirty old man. Yeah, very respectable, but behind it all, a dirty old man. And I thought, yeah, you've got him. And that medium, and I will give him a plug because he's one of my favourites in England, is a guy called Mike Kingscote. Michael Kingscote. He's absolutely brilliant.
I'm going to have to check him out because I must admit I've not heard of him before, but I will check him out.
He's definitely the recognition he deserves.
Well, a little birdie told me, i.e. somebody in Morocco, i.e. a certain Kevin, that you don't like the recognition that you deserve either, do you, Alex? You're a little bit of the same shy, like, why me? Why did you pick me, Kev? Why me? Why me? I know I've heard all about it.
Yeah, well, I just think there's a lot of good mediums out there. A lot of very good mediums out there. And I'm still thinking in a lot of respects, yeah, but why me? Why me?
I always say to myself, why not? Somebody's got to do it.
That's a very interesting concept because it's one that I use when people have a disaster. I remember when my sister was killed and passed into spirit, and I thought, why us? Why us? And then it occurred to me, a little voice said, and why not you? And when people have bad luck and they go, why me? Why is it happening to me? I'd say, well, you know, why not you? You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Same thing, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, I've got used to the why not me now because I was very much like you, Alex. I used to just do readings, sitting in the background. I know we mentioned this in just before the show started. I used to just be happy just doing expos without any recognition at all, just doing things in the UK without really anybody knowing who I was. And then my rather pushy, rather good at the PR wife, Chris, who I know will be fast asleep still now, decided that I was to go on Twitter. I was going to have a public figure page on Facebook, and I was going to have a web page. And all these things suddenly went up on the internet, and all of a sudden people were going, who the hell is that Matthew James? He's popping up everywhere. Oh, well, we must listen to his radio show. Oh, we need a reading with him. Oh, we need to go to his live show, because look, it's all over the bloody internet.
Yeah, I've got a pushy wife as well.
Yeah, we need them. I think we do. But just for everyone's information, we had Kevin Elliott on 2 weeks ago, who is the actual tour manager for a certain Colin Fry, a rather well known medium called Colin Fry. Well. Our current guest actually went on tour with Colin Fry, didn't you, Alex?
Well, I wouldn't quite go as far as to say on tour. I did do a guest slot in Truro with him, which was the situation where I said I fell asleep. It should have been the most scariest moment of my life. I had a 20-minute guest slot at the Hall of Cornwall with him. And a big audience, I think the biggest audience I had was a charity thing I did about a year and a half ago. And that was 120 people that I did with a friend.
Yeah.
And we had 120 people come to that. And that was the biggest audience I'd ever had.
Yeah.
And then the Hall of Cornwall, when I got there, I was told 900 people.
I heard all about this from Kev.
So when they left me in the dressing room for a little bit of me time, I just fell asleep. Oh. And I don't know if it's my body's way of coping with stress or not, but I just fell asleep.
So there was no brown trousers and bicycle clips then?
No, I've
you know,
not
you know that expression, don't you?
Yeah. No, I actually, this may sound a little bit bizarre. I was apprehensive, to say the least, but I worked out because I do suffer with my nerves. Every performance, I suffer with my nerves because I think this is a gift. It's a gift that's been given. It's a gift that can be taken at any time. So you could go out on that stage and they could choose to take it at that moment. But okay. I worked out that I had a stress level that it can't get any worse than. And it was no worse stress level wise than when I look out at a spiritualist church and see a dozen miserable looking old women sitting out there.
Sorry.
And I look and think, I've got to fill an hour and a half with that lot. The energy's really low.
I know that one. Oh, yeah. I know that one. So I know from, it's interesting to hear it from your angle, because I know Kev was telling us that Alex, we've got 200 people. Alex, we've now got 400 people. Alex, there's now 600 people coming. Alex, we've got 900 people today. Yeah. You're going to cope.
Yeah, it was a bit like that. And then a few days afterwards, I was fortunate enough to do another charity then with Colin, which I did get a bit longer. I did get a full hour. So I suppose I was supporting that. For a charity called Hugs, which is to do with disabled youngsters in England. And that was in Uxfield just a few days later. And after that, I was pleased with both performances because the messages were taken. And to me, that is the main thing, that the messages are taken. So I was pleased with both. And after the Hugs one, Colin said, when I get back from my summer break, we will discuss some more dates. So I'm looking forward to that. Very
have
much.
You got a parrot? Alex, have
I've
you
got
a...
Yeah, and the dog you can tell to shut up, the parrot you can't. I've got a white-fronted Amazon. He's being quiet, thank God.
Oh, because I nearly said to you, I'm hearing a parrot. Have you got a parrot in spirit? Because I can hear one in the background.
No. And I've got a cage that's got a big, massive cage that's got four, funny enough, Australian parakeets and cockatiel, kakariki.
No worries. I just could hear this in the background and I thought, oh, well, we're in your front room. I'm in my family room and I want everybody to know we're in our front rooms and we're all chilled. I mean, I'm dressed even though it's 6:30 in the morning. I could have been in my PJs. But just a quick question from Jane Guthrie. She's in on the chat room and she's describing Colin as the little pixie. And she says, does he stand on a box?
No, he doesn't stand on a box. And this is the funny thing, I'm the same height as Colin, roughly.
Oh, right.
So when we stand together, we kind of look okay, you know, because we don't make each other look short. We actually make each other look average.
I know Jane was teasing, because I've seen Colin live a couple of times. I've seen him on two tours over when we were living in New Zealand. I actually saw him on his own, and I can't remember which tour it was. And I actually saw him when he was touring with Tony Stockwell. And Colin was doing the meet and greet at the end of the Hamilton show, and he was all smiles and he was shaking hands with everybody in the queue, right, Alex? Then it was me and Chris, and the smile just dropped off his face. I don't know what it was that day, whether he was picking up a vibration from us, but suddenly all smiles went and he went, hi, pleased to meet you. Oh, I'll sign the thing for you. Hi. Took a quick photograph and I'm sure he went, phew, thank God I got rid of those two. I just don't know what it was to this day. I don't know what it was, Alex. You know, it was all smiles with everybody else.
No, I have no idea. Unless you were at the end of the queue and he was... I was going to say a bad word then. Tired by then.
A little bit, yeah. I know what you were going to say then. You can swear on this radio show, by the way, if you wish to.
Thank you very much for that. But yeah, no, he is vertically challenged, but then so am I. The only thing is, he's lucky because he actually doesn't carry a load of excess weight. Where I'm vertically challenged with a big beer belly, you know, which is not so good.
Yeah, well, I'm developing one of those, and I used to hide it, but now I'm getting quite proud of it, because you think of the amount of money
fortune,
that you've been... Yeah, the amount of money you've invested in to bloody have one of those things. And you look at the, everybody flashes off the expensive cars and the iPhones and the all the different state of the art, but the iPhones and phones. Well, I've got a state of the art belly these days, so we should be proud of it, Alex.
Oh yeah,
we paid for it.
You know, they take years to develop and cost a fortune.
That's right, and they are high maintenance as well. To keep them, you've got to keep feeding the habit as well, haven't you?
Oh, you have. My daughter, actually, funnily enough, she's got a friend who's a very, very big girl. And they were at a child's birthday party and they were dishing out birthday cake. And this young lady was given hers, sort of hadn't been given hers. And I'll never forget her. She's like something off an English program called Shameless at times. And she looked across the room and she yelled, "Here," she says, "where's my bleeding cake? Do you know how much effort I take to look like this?" And I thought, oh, bless her heart, you know. I mean, there's no... Well, why should she be embarrassed?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
But, yeah, and she got an extra big bit of cake. She said, yeah, it takes a lot of effort to look like this, you know.
I'm trying to spring to mind... some of the messages and the people I've connected to in the years, because obviously I want us to get onto the subject of messages and the best messages and the worst messages we've done. And I don't know if you're like me, but I can't bloody remember half of them.
No, half of them, most of them I can't. There's the odd one or two that stick in your mind for whatever reason. I think... one of my favourite ones was done at Hastings Spiritualist Church. Used to be Portland Place then, but they're in the middle of sort of moving now. So they're sort of camped out at the Quakers Church,
yeah.
And they're in the process of buying a new building. And it was a lady, I remember it was a young man come through. I can't remember what he was or anything like that. But I said... I went on about the something specific that always makes you think of him. Whenever you see it, you think of him. And she said, yeah, and if you could tell me what it is, I will think you're really good. And I said, oh, I'm not that good. And then I said, I see white feathers, I see a bird. And she said, yeah, seagulls. And I remember it because I got a round of applause. And I had said, no, I won't get that, I'm not that good. And I was surprised at myself. I didn't go seagull, but a white bird is a seagull. And that one has always stuck in my mind because I was surprised at myself after saying, no, can't do that.
I'm going, oh, God, I can't remember bloody messages. And I've had all the prompts here. You're going on about a bird. You've got parrots in the bloody background, and I'm suddenly thinking, I've got the bloody most obvious one was the time I got a message with the bloody swearing parrots, right? I don't know if you've ever had swearing parrots through, but I was in Melbourne doing a live show probably 2 years ago with a friend of mine from Perth. He'd come over, and we're putting a bit of a show on. And we're in Nando's. There's me, there's Chris the wife, there was Rachel, who was a friend of ours in Melbourne, who was organising the show, and there was Frank. And I'm crossing the road, and I said to Chris, as we're crossing the road, you know what it's like with me, Chris, I always get messages before the show. This is about 2 hours before. And I got this grandfather, right, and I got these two bloody parrots. And I knew that I had to go to a male, and it was the male's grandfather, and there was these two parrots. But there's other parts to this story, Alex, right? Anyway, the audiences there were only in a little bit of a small community centre. I think we had about 150 people or something like that, which for me is a comfortable size audience. And these, first of all, they didn't come through, these parrots, as the first ones, because this cross-dresser jumped in. This Nigel jumped in, right? And he's in front of me, Alex, and you'll be able to picture this. He's doing his twirls. He's got all his fancy dress on. He's obviously a man who's a cross-dresser. He's doing the T-Rex. And he's in front of me, right? And I've got these two bloody parrots in the back of my head going, effing this and effing that. You can just imagine the scene, can't you?
Yeah, yeah.
So I give the message for the cross dresser. I'm over in the right hand side here. I've got a cross dresser in spirit. He's telling me his name's Nigel. I know I'm over here and I'm looking right at the woman, and the woman's like ignoring me, putting her head somewhere else. The audience is looking at me mystified and they're going, oh, he's not very good. He's not, his first link's no good. And I'm going, I'm here with you with Nigel, aren't I? He used to be an old friend, didn't he? And she's put her hand up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nigel, I used to work with Nigel. Yeah, I was the one that he used to support. I supported him when he was a cross-dresser. Can you go somewhere else, please? I'm too embarrassed. And, and next minute, I've got this red parrot going, pop, pop. Coming through really loud in my head, and I go, okay, I'll go to my next message. I know I'm with a man. I knew my message was going to be a man. There were three males in the audience, right? In an audience of 150, Alex, there was three men. So it narrowed it down to three. And all of a sudden, I suddenly saw this bloody red parrot in the bloody room land on this guy's shoulder, right? And it was a guy called Brett, who's a medium in Melbourne. And I went, I'm coming to you, aren't I, Brett? And he said, that's my grandfather. He said, yeah, he used to collect parrots. He had red parrots, and they always taught them to say the F word, and it was always buck, buck, buck all the time. And it was bloody hilarious. And then the very next message was somebody in spirit who was someone's sister-in-law, and she used to be a prostitute. And you can guess what she was wearing or not wearing in front of me on the platform.
Yeah. I mean, it's very difficult, because especially when you do the churches, how do you say that? Yeah, you know, how do you put that across?
Well, you can't give the messages, unfortunately.
Yeah. You know, it is difficult. But unlike you, I never ever, or very very rarely, get anything before I'm stood up there on platform. In fact, when I stand up and I'm introduced, I've got absolutely nothing at that moment in time. Nothing.
Well, 9 times out of 10 now, I get nothing. Because what happens with me is if I get too complacent or I'm too relaxed before, say a radio show or like psychic TV that I do, or even a live show, and I've got no nerves, I can't do it. I'm flat as a pancake. So they cease giving me information before a show, Alex, because they realise, obviously, they realise that it doesn't work anymore. So I'm like you. The audience will be there. I've been introduced, or I've introduced myself, and all of a sudden I've got nothing whatsoever, and I'm going, oh, great, here we go. This is going to be the first night ever where everybody's just going to laugh at me. Everybody's going to be thinking I'm a bit of a dumb one here. And I get so bloody nervous. Do you know, I suddenly then get the first connection.
Yeah. That is what it's like. You sort of say, well, I haven't got anything right now. I've got to work on it. And then you hope that it don't take too long to come in.
Yeah. Right.
And normally, they've not to this point let me down. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer than others and you waffle for a few minutes. But they've not to this point really let me down. You know. I mean, I think the worst thing is when you've got a message and you deliver it and the people won't take it for whatever reason. And then afterwards they come up and they go, yeah, I'm really sorry, but I could take every word, but I was too embarrassed or I was too shy. And you have to smile so sweetly and go, yeah, that's fine. And really you want to smack them in the head.
That's right.
Because you thought, well, you've let me stand up there looking like a right idiot, but never mind.
That's right. But, I mean, what actually happens with me is, oh, God, I've completely forgotten what I was going to say then. That's what generally happens with me. I forget what I'm talking about, Alex. What was I going to say? Dear me. I think we need a little bit of a music break. So we are like 3/4 of an hour into the show. So on that thought, hold that thought. I think I've got a couple of big songs now. Do you want a Fleetwood Mac or do you want a Robert Plant, Alex? Because I've got two big songs here.
I've got my wife mouthing at me, Robert Plant.
Okay, so let's have a little bit of a big log, everybody. We'll be back in 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Hello and welcome back to Conversations with Spirit, everyone. My name is Matthew James, and just in response to a few things in the chat room, no, I'm not falling asleep. No, I'm not in a coma. I just wanted to put some chill music on. I just wanted just something just like really easy and relaxing, because it is 10 to 7 here in the morning in Canberra. And it is, we are just past first light and we do have blue skies. I still can see the moon. So I just thought I wanted some chill and music. Now, Alex, how exactly do you work? I mean, are you clairsentient? Are you clairaudient? Or how exactly do you pick your messages up?
Most of it is clairsentient. But sometimes I can only describe it as, I'm not good at putting things into words in pigeonholes. Most of it, it's like, I can only describe it as, you know, when you've got to take an item back to the shop and you think the shopkeeper is going to argue about it.
Yeah.
So you're playing over the little scenario in your head, right? And you're thinking to yourself, I'm walking into, I'm going to say this to her and she's going to say that. And you're playing this little scene out in your head of how it's going to happen. Well, for me, that's exactly how it works, just like a little, like watching a little film in my head, where I sort of hear the conversation in my head. I don't sort of hear it. I think a true clairaudient hears it through their ears.
Yeah.
I tend to hear it through my head, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Now.
And when I see it, it tends to be through my head.
Right. Clairaudient, anything, I know I'm probably preaching to the converted here, Alex, but just for the benefit of people who are listening who have not come across it before, anything that's clair, which is clairaudient, clairsentient, clairvoyant, claircognizant, clairgustian, clairalliance. Clair means it's mental mediumship. So it means that all us mediums who use any of these are very mental, are very insane. No, it means that we use our heads, don't we, Alex? It's basically in the mind, which makes it even more confusing. Do you know, I always thought that clairaudience was the separate voice that, the, you know, like we're talking now. Do you know, I used to think I'm not clairaudient because I don't hear voices, but I learned that that's direct voice. Did you know that?
Oh, no, I didn't. Yeah. You know, the way I hear voices, they lock you up for.
Yeah, well, the way I hear voices is what they lock you up for. I didn't know that was clairaudience. I was waiting for this external voice. Everyone, once in a blue moon, I will hear an external voice. But what I learned was anything that influences our physical plane, like bangs on the wall or a manifestation or objects moving or a voice, is actual physical mediumship.
Yeah, I'd be honest, but when I sort of first started down the road, I thought it was going to be like, have you seen that American program, Ghost Whisperer?
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be like that. And I was thinking, instead it was Michael Kingscote, when he first did that reading for me, he said to me, afterwards, do you want to do what I do? And I went, oh, I reckon that'd be pretty cool, but I have no ability whatsoever. Hmm. And he said, you're wrong. And I thought it'd be like Ghost Whisperer, and I'm thinking, well, I don't see anything like that or hear anything like that. You know, people that are dead walking in and having a conversation with me. And to be honest, I mean, we sort of went through it and he explained it and everything. He said, well, most mediums, if that actually happened, they would want the bicycle clips, you know. Mm. You know, it would scare the life out of them. Personally, and he had a point, because yes, if that had happened, yeah, I would have needed bicycle clips. But now I've got to say, I'm actually craving that. Something that almost scares me. Mm-hmm. You know, do you understand that?
Yeah, be careful what you ask for, Alex, because for many years I told spooks, I call them spooks, that's what I call them. I found if you tell people that, oh, I'm talking to, I speak to the dead, or I speak to dead people, they look at you very oddly. But if you call yourself a spook whisperer, it's, I think people then realise the humour that you've got. But for many years, I mean, I used to see dead people. I used to have them in solid form as a kid, and they used to stand it, and this scared the living crap out of me, right? So I decided that, no, I'm on the earth plane. I'm the one that's taking the butt of all this. So I'm dictating to you lot how I want you lot to work with me. Very arrogant me as a 20-year-old Alex. I was telling Spirit, no, this is how I'm working. No, I don't want to see you. And I'm getting people in the group, in the groups, in the development groups going, oh, you can't do that. You know the 80-year-olds who've been doing it 50 years.
Yeah.
And they've not moved on, really. And they're going, oh, you can't do that. Oh, you're going to be very reliant, you know, on them. Oh, you're going to get in trouble. And I'm going, oh, bugger that. I don't want to see them. I want to hear them. I want to get the pictures in my head. And I want their conditions. Now, be careful what you wish for, Alex, right? Do you get the heart attacks? Do you get the blindness? Do you actually experience them?
Yeah.
It's not very pleasant, is it?
No, but it doesn't last long.
No. Well, it bloody does for me, Alex. I don't know. Do you know where you got... I get stuff before a reading, or I get stuff before a live show. Well, I get stuff before a live show. And what do you think I get in the middle of the night or during the day?
I've no idea.
I get everybody's frigging conditions on the other side.
Ah, yeah.
So I can
see,
be waking...
I get it when I'm working, but that's all.
I'll be waking up in the middle of the night. Like it happened last night, and I got someone coming through last night who died from a gunshot wound, right? And this is one of the reasons why I'm not taking calls at the minute, because I know there's somebody on the switchboard who lost somebody to a gunshot wound on the right-hand side, right? I'm in the middle of the night. I've woken up. I can taste blood. I know I've died, right, Alex? And the right-hand side of my head this morning at about 2 o'clock in the morning was absolutely killing me. It's killing me again, and pardon the pun, killing me, because it did kill them. And I had an intense headache last night when I woke up 2 in the morning. Bearing in mind that I wanted a good night's sleep. I didn't get to sleep until 1 o'clock. Some inconsiderate spirit decided, oh, I might have my rally on the radio tomorrow morning. I'm going to wake him up and I'm going to give him my head condition. Not only did I get that, I got all the fear as well, Alex, before the guy got shot.
They never put it on me for very long, only when I'm delivering.
Yeah, well, I get, I'll wake up in the regularly in the middle of the night, and I'll have heart palpitations, or the back's absolutely killing me, or I'm feeling sick. Or the classic is I've got a client, say, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and at 12 o'clock, I've suddenly gone so depressed, it's unbelievable. And Chris is telling me, oh, stop grumping, you bloody red-haired Scorpio git. Cheer up, cheer up. And I've got the depression of someone's father or someone's sister who's in spirit. And you don't realise it half the time until you sit down. The client sits down, you greet them, you're all cheery, and then you get down to the business and you suddenly go all depressed again and you think, ah, I've got your sister here, haven't I? Or I've got your brother here. And So for me, it's bloody torment half the time.
Yeah, see, if that happened to me, I'd probably just think I was ill.
Well, Charmaine Wilson made a very good point, because she works very much the same as me. And she said, you know, I've got so many aches and pains and so many heart attacks going on and that. And I just take it for granted that it's spirit. She said, but what happens if it's me that's really ill? What happens if it's me that's really dying of the heart attack? She says, I guess I'll only find out when I'm on the other side and I'll go, oh, well, it was me this time round.
Yeah, I can understand that, because when I've worked on the stage and you've got that has occurred to me, you know, when you've been on the platform and you think, well, I've got this pain in my chest, and you go, I've got this gentleman here with the pain in the chest sometimes, and I have actually thought to myself, well, just supposing I was standing up here dying and I wasn't realising.
Well, you know.
Have you thought of the advantages, and have you thought about the ways that you could manipulate this? I mean, what happens if you get the grandfather through, right, or the father through, who was a ladies' man and was always eyeing the blondes up? Just think of the excuses you can give the missus when you go to an Asda or somewhere and suddenly you're eyeing the blondes up and the wife's slapping you like mine does. You could turn around and say, it wasn't me. It was his father over there. He used to eye the blondes up. Just think of the advantages.
Yeah. She's slightly sceptical, so I don't think she'd fall for that one. she does believe, but she's what I call a healthy believer, can be sceptical at times.
Yeah.
But then I think I can be at times.
Well,
keeps me grounded.
That's a very good pointer, because surprise, surprise, listeners, I am one of the, and I'll say it, and I'm going to say it, one of the biggest skeptics going. I actually spent 2 years trying to disprove my abilities, Alex. I went and studied psychology because I thought that it was a mental disorder, or I thought that I'd got a tumor on the brain or something. And what I was very good at guessing at one time, right? So I am the world's biggest skeptic. And what I've actually found, Alex, is you get the best proof, don't you, when you actually question every single thing that you get.
Yeah, I think you do. It's like whenever I've seen anything sort of physical, I look for every single piece of logic before I'll accept that there was something else going on.
Well, yeah. I totally agree. I mean, and what springs to mind is was it Saturday night or was it Sunday night? It would have been Sunday night in the studio at Psychic TV, and this woman phoned in, and her question was, am I going mad? I said, no, dear, you're not going mad. You're talking to me on the radio. You're talking very sane to me. She said, no, am I going mad? She said, because I keep getting somebody tapping me on my face, or is somebody tapping me on my face, right? So I'm like trying to reassure this lady that, no, you're not going mad. I've got your father here. I've got your grandfather here. And the next minute, somebody's stroking my face on the right-hand side. I'm in the bloody studio, right? Somebody's stroking my face. The woman's talking about her father. He used to stroke her face. And I'm thinking, is this psychosomatic? Am I imagining this? So I'm going through all the process that I normally go through. Next minute, there's this breeze on my face and there's a smell of perfume on it, right, Alex? So I'm thinking, oh, the air conditioning must be on in the studio. And I'm thinking, no, because we don't have the air conditioning on. And this breeze came back again. And it just suddenly blew over me. And you know when, like, someone blows over you, you get the breeze? You know when somebody blows in your face?
Yeah.
I kept getting that, and there was a smell of perfume. So I just said to the woman, your grandmother didn't used to blow over you, did you? Blow in your face. She said, oh, God, yeah. She said, God, I get that phenomena as well. And she said, and there's always a smell of perfume with it. She says, and the perfume just appears from nowhere. And I'm going, hang on a minute. That was happening to me about 2 minutes ago. Oh, my God, it's real. And I'm still doing that even now. Oh, my God, this is real, you know. I wasn't imagining that. So part of my brain still doesn't believe that I'm connecting.
Yeah. I had an incident like that many years ago. I went on I think it was a ghost hunt with some friends, and it was this really, really posh house, and they've got a swimming pool, an indoor swimming pool. And it was summer, and it was really, really hot in there, and I felt a breeze, and I thought, oh, that's better, because the air conditioning must have gone on. And I called my friend. I said, oh, come and stand in this breeze. It's a bit nicer. And she stood there and she went, yeah, that is a bit nicer. And then she stepped forward and it was gone. And then we said to the person that owns the house, oh, it was nicer when the air conditioning was on a minute ago. And she went, there isn't any air conditioning. And we went, yeah, we were stood there and we could feel it. And she said, there definitely is not any air conditioning. There's no way that there would have been a breeze coming through there. We were both sort of, but we both felt it. It was a breeze. It was really quite funny, yeah, because we wouldn't have it, but there wasn't air conditioning. I mean, it was the lady's house. I'm sure she was a no.
Do you come across the taps and the bangs that follow you around everywhere that is not the air conditioning or is not the air conditioning doesn't bang, sorry, that was not the water in the pipes or the hot water. Do you get the taps and the bangs that follow you around?
Yeah, but I don't take any notice of them. because we've got a fairly busy house and there's a lot of animals in there, I just always assume that it's one of them banging around. You know what I mean? So to me, yeah, it's not something I ever really focus on at all, because I just think I expect it with a logical explanation, but I'm sure sometimes it probably isn't.
I just want to give a few quick shout outs. God, what's wrong with my mouth? Oh dear, I think I'm getting overshadowing going on here. I just wanted to do a few shout outs. I want to say hi to Melly B. I want to say hello to Gillian. Gillian is from my neck of the woods. She's a very good friend of mine and she's just come on. Hi, Gil. There's Ollie. I also want to, in case he's listening, I want to say hello, Kev. I don't know if Kev is actually listening to us, but I'm sure that he will play this, play the broadcast from the archive. So, hi, Kev. I've given you a plug. I'm looking after Alex. I'm being very gentle with Alex. I am, aren't I, Alex?
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Right. Let's, with those plugs over, do you want to plug yourself again? Do you want to mention your website again?
Oh, yeah. If anybody wants to take a look at the website, it's on www.alexbailey, spelt with a Y, B-A-Y-L-E-Y. .co.uk. Facebook as well. So
your spelling isn't the same as that wonderful liqueur then, that Bailey's then?
No. Apparently, the spelling of Bailey is B-A-Y-L-E-Y, the Celtic spelling.
Okay, because we've actually got a real estate over here, or what do we call it in the UK? Oh, God, I forgot what they're called now.
Estate agent,
that's it. And it's actually, we've got Bailey's over here, and it's spelt the same as your surname, B-A-Y-L-E-Y. So you never know if you ever came over here with that spelling. You never know. You could end up actually, you could might get a job as an estate agent if you're ever bored of the job that you've got.
I'm definitely bored with the job that I've got at the moment, but I don't think I'd be very, very good at an estate agent. Not that there's anything wrong with being an estate agent, I just don't think I'd be very good at it. I think I'd be perhaps a little bit too honest, you know, in as much as, you know, if they sort of said, well, is there this wrong? I don't think I'd be very good at lying about it.
Spirit of playing tricks with me. You know when I mentioned the cross-dresser earlier?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I've got a gay mate in spirit, Peter. He was a fantastic medium from Blackpool, right? And I'm sure he's been listening in, because I'm pretty sure that was him strutting across as, oh dear me, you've got a cross-dresser in the room. I don't normally see things, but I've got a cross dresser in our bloody kitchen. Really, Chris will kill me. What's the funniest thing you've ever delivered in a platform reading?
I'm really not, I can't bring one to mind. I mean, I know there have been, but like I said, I really struggle to remember some of them. I just can't think of one. I mean, there's been loads of funny ones, but I just can't bring one to mind.
Oh, you're like me. We'll never write an autobiography, will we? I mean, I can remember the odd thing, but I always get something coming through, and I think, you know, I'm going to.
Oh,
talk
I know about the funny thing. Sorry, it's something. I shouldn't perhaps take the Mickey, but I'm going to.
That's okay. That's fine. Permission from me.
Because she's a lovely lady. She goes to the church, and I was describing her loved one that came through, and I said he was a bit of a wide boy. And she went, oh, yeah. I said, because I'm seeing like a sleeve rolled up. I said, and like, do you want to buy a watch? 20 watches on his arm. Do you want to buy a watch? And she went, oh, no, darling, you're not with me. He only had one watch. And I've never forgot that, because I struggled to get back on track with her, because that was the one thing in her head. No, he only had one watch. He can't be with me. And I really sort of struggled saying, no, that's not quite what I meant, you know. And she kept going, no, you're not with me. I thought, I am. Yeah, just. And it was, funnily enough, the same church, the same lady. When you do the churches, you do get the odd person that's a bit of a message grabber.
That's right, yeah.
And on this occasion, I've got this gentleman come through, and I was going through this one. She said, you're with me, love. And another lady said, no, you're with me. And I said, okay, let's break this down. What can you understand? And one lady said, absolutely everything. And I said to this other lady, and what of the message can you understand? And she went, well, everything except my one was a woman. I said, no, it's definitely a man, love. No, but everything else is right, but it should be a woman. I said, no, I definitely know it's male.
Yeah.
I did have an awful job to get her to realise that, no, I'm definitely not with you. He said his name was Harry, you know, and it's male. So if that was the only thing that was wrong, I get that.
And you delivered this message, and you'll go, I've got your grandfather, here, blah, 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 heart attack, da, 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 da. And you get woman saying, my grandmother died of a heart attack. She had the gammy foot.
Yeah.
And her brother was John, and the father was such as, I said, no, sorry, can't change it. I've definitely got a man in front of me. He's definitely called John, and he's definitely your grandfather. So I'm definitely not with you. And I don't care if I get knows me.
I'd rather fail, honestly, than, you know, just twist it to make it fit.
Yeah, I will not make it fit. I mean, at the end of the day, it's like I had a conversation with a friend of mine recently. That part of it is the entertainment value of watching a medium get it wrong and see how they handle the no-no-nos. That's part of the entertainment, isn't it? Let's face it. We are entertainers. When we're on stage, it's an entertainment, isn't it?
I think you have to be a bit of an entertainer. I've seen some really, really cracking mediums in churches that their information is right, everything they're getting is right, but people have stopped listening because that they can't entertain.
Mm. I know what you're talking about. You've got them, they're going, hi, I've got your grandfather here, and he's telling me that he had a bad heart. Mm. You know this man, don't you? Yes. And they're monotone, aren't they?
Yeah. And I think you do have to be, an entertainer as well. No,
that's right. You've got to have a laugh and a joke. And I mean, me, I swear blind, I'm going to walk on stage sometime with a jester's uniform on.
Well, I did do something when I was in Bognor, but luckily the president didn't notice, but the rest of the audience did. I did walk on with the flies undone last Sunday.
Oh, God. Oh,
I thought, I feel a bit drafty. Luckily, I noticed quite quickly. I sort of just zipped him up and said, oh, sorry, and everybody tittered. But, you know, I thought, well, it's raised the energy. Everybody's laughed. It's raised the energy.
Well, that's right. I mean, I've gone to so many what I call hostile audiences here in Australia. I've done a few places where the audience, the dead silence. You come on stage, you crack a joke, dead silence. You introduce yourself, dead silence. You ask anybody before we start, is there any questions? You want to know anything? Dead silence. And they're all looking there. They've got the pints in the hand. And it's dead silence, and I'm thinking, oh, God, this is the audience where I need a knife to cut the bloody atmosphere here. You give your first message, and the first message I remember I ever gave one in woman in particular was, I'd had an inspiration in the car, right, on the way up, and I'd got Rosemary the Sheep through, right? Don't laugh, But seriously, you've got to mention Rosemary the Sheep. I'm a grandmother. You've got to mention Rosemary the Sheep. And you've got to mention Angus the Cow. And I'm thinking, shit, that's my first message of the night. What the hell can... The audience is going to think I'm batty. So this particular night, the audience, you can imagine the scene. There's like 200 people there, Alex, and they're just staring at me with real menace. You've got all these big Aussie men, all these macho men. You've got the women there. They've got the pints, and they're going, we're going to kill this guy in a minute. We're wasting our time here. It was flat. And I'm saying, okay, first message of the night. Did anybody understand the grandmother who's bringing Rosemary the Sheep through? Complete silence. I've got Rosemary the Sheep here. I'm going to talk about Rosemary the Sheep. I know somebody here can take a pet sheep called Rosemary, because you've got a farm, and I'm faltering like this, and I'm going, and it's the last sheep that you can't, and I'm panicking. And I said, oh, by the way, I've got Angus the Cow as well. Well, this woman put her hand up, and she said, you're talking about my grandmother. I had my last sheep I couldn't kill. I call them all by personal names, and it was Rosemary. And we had our last cow was called Angus the Sheep, was Angus the Cow. The whole audience then just roared. We roared with laughter and started clapping.
Yeah, that's good when that happens, but especially when you think at first you're dying.
That's right.
You know, I want the grandpa. I just want to go home. You know, there's nothing worse than that feeling of, I just want to go on.
Oh, that's right. And the same night, I'd had some preemptive information. And this guy, I'd actually seen this spook, right? And he was leaning against the wall. And the clairaudiently, I'd heard, I'm the uncle. I'm the brother of the father. And you're going to be going to that table there. And she's got black hair. She's got black hair. And you're going to be talking about the relationship that broke down. And I've got all this information. I've scribbled it down on a piece of paper. And I'm tentatively watching this table. And 5 minutes to go to the show, there's nobody sitting there. And I'm thinking, oh, God, what a load of bollocks. I've got it completely wrong. And just before the show started, this girl sat down in a group of girls and she had black hair. I thought, great, I've got the link. There's the chair. She's got black hair. Fantastic. So I finished with Rosemary the Sheep. I then went, I said, I want to come to the girl there with black hair. I've got your uncle. He's telling me he's your dad's brother and he wants to talk about your relationship. And she's going, no, no, no. Well, he's given me the name James. No. And he's talking about your auntie Margaret. No, no, no. And I'm getting a sweat on, right, Alex? The girl next to me put her hand up and she said, that's my uncle. He was Uncle James. And my dad's sister was Margaret. And I have just divorced, you're right. And we have bought the new car, that's right. But, and I said, but you've got blonde hair. Yeah, but that's my message. And then all of a sudden I'd go, right, when James was last on the earth plane, what colour was your hair? And out of the mic went black. The whole audience just, I don't know, they just spat the drinks out. Two people were saying, fix, 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 fix. Four or five people then started roaring with laughter. And other people went, wow. Because that's the sort of dynamite message they've come to see, isn't it?
Yeah. It's good when that happens. It's very good when that happens. But there is nothing worse than, as you said, the person that's going, no, 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 no. And then afterwards they come up and they go, oh, yeah, I suddenly thought about it. You know, and think, oh, thank you, man. Thank you very much.
And don't you find you get so many that come to you afterwards and they'll say, I didn't want to say yeah because my mother-in-law was next to me and she didn't know about the abortion.
I've never had that one. I try to put things like that in a way that they'll say yes to because they know what I'm on about and, you know what I mean, and I know, but it's not giving it away too much to other people in the audience. Perhaps that's because I've done churches and I've been sort of taught that in a church you have to do that.
Yeah, but I don't, from your voice, Alex, I don't think you are a flowery person. I don't think you're going to come through with, oh, they're giving me loads of roses. Oh, I'm
oh
no, about...
no,
no.
The odd occasions that I've had to do flowers, and it's been very, very odd, I always feel uncomfortable about it. And I'll say something like, I don't do flowers, but for some reason I've got to give you a red rose. I said, which is odd, because I don't do flowers. And then they'll come back with, I put a single red rose on the coffee.
Yeah.
And I think, okay, I'm happy with that. There was a reason for it. I don't like that. They just want to give you roses because they like you.
And you obviously don't do the, you don't do the, oh, they're giving you loads of love and they're just happy to be here. You don't sound like that type of medium either, yeah?
No. I think people want more these days.
That's right. They want
concrete evidence. I try to do a description, a memory link, and the message.
I try
to do it as best I can in that order.
So you've not had the poison ivy message then, or the arsenic message yet then?
I did have one that was, I've got a gentleman through, I've got surname. And I'm so grateful to this young lady. She took him. She accepted that she knew who he was. I very quickly worked out she was not comfortable, and I said, "I'm going to end this message here because I don't think you're very comfortable with this call. You know, I don't think you want this, and I don't think you're comfortable with it." And she just said, thank you very much. Afterwards, and I was so surprised that she actually did this, she came up to me and she said, thank you for ending that when you did. She said, that man abused me. And I just said, I think he wanted to say sorry. I said, but I can't get him back, but it's not good enough, is it? And she went, no, it's not good enough. And I thought, well, bless your heart, you didn't even have to admit you knew him. You know, you could have just gone, no. You know, and I admired that young lady for actually admitting she knew him in the first place.
Yeah. Awesome. Right, Alex, we're going to have our second music break. So it just gives you a chance to just either siphon your python, as we say over in the UK, or maybe have a cup of tea.
Oh, yeah, I think I'll go with the cup of tea.
Good idea, because I want to actually do both, everyone, because I'm sitting here sort of bicycle clips on. No, not bicycle clips, but we're going to have a 5-minute break anyway, and I just want to put a classic Foreigner song, and everybody knows this one. I want to know what love is. Here we go. We'll be back in about just a little bit over 5 minutes.
Think things over. I better read between the lines in case I need it when I'm older. I don't know if I can face it. got nowhere left to hide. It looks like love has finally found me. In my life, there's been heartache and pain. I don't know if I can face it again. I can't stop now. I've traveled so far to change this lonely life. I wanna know what love is. I want you to.
I'm sorry, Ali. Alex, you've made me laugh. Oh dear, that's fatal. Fatal, Alex. Once I start laughing, it's fatal. We're back on with Conversations with Spirit. And how can I take it seriously when we hear a spook go, shh? That was hilarious, Alex.
Oh, yeah, that was because I'd accidentally disconnected you while the music was playing. I'd kicked the wire out of the computer. Thought, can I get it back on before the music stops playing? My wife was moaning at me because I kicked the wire out of the computer and I realised I was connected, and that's when I went, shh.
No worries. I did warn everybody at the top end of the show that you can expect the unexpected on this show and you get things like that. So I hope you didn't wake too many people up with that. I don't know if people were aware that it was you. They might have been thinking we've got a spook on the line. But anyway, we are back live, very live at 7:28 in the morning for me here in Canberra. Now, I just want to take one quick call, first of all. I promised this lady that I would because she needs some guidance. Now, there's only going to be me actually doing the readings. They're only going to be snapshot readings, and I need to take this particular call. I am very tired, everybody. My apologies for that. I was neglecting doing the live readings only because I had about 9-10 hours sleep in the last 3 days. And in the last 3 weeks, I've probably done in the region of about 115 readings all up. So I am a little bit jaded, but I do want to speak to area code 203, which is Melly B. So area code 203. Hello,
yes,
Melly
hi.
B. Where are you calling from, and what is your question?
Hi, I'm calling from Connecticut in the U.S., and I have kind of a general question about my sensitivities, gifts, if you call it that. what you pick up on what I should be doing.
Okay. First of all, Melly B, what's your date of birth? I'll do it a different way than I normally do.
11/24/1981.
Okay, because I just want to just quickly do a little bit of numerology, because that way if I get a link, if I don't, and it's just a system that I'm using. I'm calling it intuitive numerology. It's just a way that I work that I'm a little bit, it's a bit different. Now, I noticed from your birth chart, you've got two master 11s, so you've got 1111 in your date of birth. Well, surprise, surprise, I'm 10/11/1965. So you share a common thing, a common trait with my date of birth, which is the double master 11s. It makes you, let's say, to answer your question, extremely psychic, extremely empathic, and extremely sympathetic to people. With nature, with animals, with people. You're probably too sensitive for your own good,
yeah.
Melly.
Yes. I feel bad about eating plants sometimes.
Yeah, you will be probably too truthful for your own good. You will probably be a natural-born warrior, that you'd be a little bit paranoid at times. Put it this way, with what people say to you, what people's actions are. And I would say that you are also very prone to problems with your nervous system at times as well.
Mm-hmm. Right on.
Now, being able to make a link with you, I have two clear ladies in spirit. I've got an auntie and I've got a grandmother. At this stage, I can't tell you if they're on the same side of the family, but all I'm aware of is that in what I am being told, and I feel by the grandmother, can you confirm that this is your mum's mum, first of all, please? Now, she's telling me she was a little bit gruff or a little bit rough or a little bit ropey with her voice and her chest.
Yes.
But that's not necessarily what she passed with, because I'm reckoning that, okay, she died overnight, but everybody dies overnight, dear, because when you're dead, you're dead, you suddenly die. But she's saying, no, it wasn't a sudden condition. I think she would have had things developing in her body that she wasn't telling people about.
Yes. Do you want me to tell you?
Did she have some form of cancer, please?
Yes.
Right. Did she have a problem with her pancreas, for starters?
Not that I'm aware of.
You don't know anything about that, and you don't know anything about her diabetes and her developing condition with her diabetes and her low sugar levels, do you?
Well, I know she ate too much, but as far as being diagnosed with anything pancreatic or diabetes, no.
No, because she cared deeply for everybody, and it was bad enough with the conditions that she had without roping everybody into how ill she really was. Now, the reason for her connection here is she's trying to reassure you. I'm not going to call you Sweet Pea. She wants me to call you Sweet Pea. Now, I don't think that's a term that she would have used for you, but apparently Sweet Pea is very relevant. Did she have a lot of sweet peas in her garden, please? She's interrupting me, this lady. She's got her real mouth on her, hasn't she, Melly? Or she did.
Yeah.
Did she have sweet peas in her garden? She's insistent on her garden and her flowers and her plants and all the ornamental things and how tidy everything was, and everybody's ruined it.
Possibly. I'm not the green thumb in the family.
But she had a nice garden.
There is a man that has passed, unrelated to me, that used to call me Sweet Pea.
Oh, okay. Who is this gentleman? Because I clearly heard you being called Sweet Pea.
And all I heard his grandmother was, I'm not calling a sweet pea. God, what are you calling a sweet pea for?
Yeah, she called me something else. This man was, you know, a high school boyfriend's father that had passed.
Okay, so... making sense of these all, because what happens with me, Mary, is they all congregate into one voice at times. They're all so eager to get a message through. And what I'm aware of is that the reason why your grandmother has come through is to apologize to you for all the little aches and pains and the niggles and the headaches and everything that you are getting at the moment. It's not you, it's her. For some reason, she's showing me that she was quite a bulky lady, wasn't she?
Yes.
She seems to be you seem to be quite petite in comparison, because you would like disappear into the central area of her body if she hugged you. And I'm being as diplomatic as I can, because I know she was a big lady on top.
Well, my other grandmother is even bigger, but she's still living.
Right. Well, it's just I got the impression of you are petite in comparison with this grandmother.
Yeah, I guess so.
Or is she trying to throw you a compliment, dear, that your weight and your figure really isn't important?
I don't know. My weight fluctuates a lot, so maybe.
Right, what she's actually trying to say is she's trying to apologize that your sensitivity, your clairsentience has kicked in, and she is the one that is smothering you with her energies at the moment. So stop fretting about your health, because you're picking little conditions up, niggly conditions up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know what I'm supposed to do about it, though.
You're supposed to do what me and Alex does, and that is start delivering messages to people. And you're supposed to be getting guinea pigs, i.e. humans, to actually practice on and start seeing what you can get and start believing more in yourself. Because one thing about this field, Molly, it doesn't half boost your confidence levels when you get somebody in front of you who can take all the message that you've given them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's the
definitely...
first thing.
Sorry.
That's the first thing that you need to start doing, and that is listening to yourself more and trusting your voice and your guidance more. She is, oh dear, I was mentioning this to Alex before the show, when you get grandmothers and grandfathers coming through, and they're an absolute nightmare because they take your head over and they start arguing in your head. Grandfather's trying to cut in here and grandmother's stopping him. And he's basically saying that, look, you're an ugly old beat. Will you shut up? We're over on the other side now. Will you stop telling me what to do? I'm wanting to compliment my granddaughter. Do you remember your grandfather, please?
You were little. Her husband is still living. Which is my mother's father, and my dad's father is still living, so...
Oh, right. We've got a great grandfather then. And I've got a great grandmother as well. And these are the two that are ranting in my head then.
Are they on the maternal side?
I would say so, yeah.
I didn't know them.
Oh. So who knew you when you were little then? This is what I was saying before. I've got so many coming in on this one link that my lines are getting crossed a little bit.
Sure, I understand that. I'm getting a little confused because my grandfather, my mom's dad is living. He actually just returned home from a rehab home. His mother, who is my great grandmother, is passed on. His father passed when he was young, and he has stepfather who would have known me, but I don't really remember.
No wonder it's confusing, right? What I generally say to people is here is an example of your ability, right? I'm using the way that you can connect, right? And I can see how it will confuse you when you try to do this, because these links are very confusing. You know the links are there, you know the connections are there, you know the people's there, but how mm-hmm. do you make sense of all these balls of wool?
Yes.
What I've shown you is basically an example of how you personally can connect if you were to actually experiment and try mediumship.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope, has that answered your question about your sensitivity?
For the most part, I'm just, when I do feel like I can give a partial message, if you will, it's around people that I don't want to either intrude upon their privacy or make them feel sad or have them want to be shut off around me. So I don't know how to approach it. But then everything else, everything is so strong, I can't ignore it. So I'm kind of stuck in the middle.
I understand what you're saying.
And it's not that they don't believe it. It's more about probably my tact. Or, like you just want to spit it out when it happens, right?
Yeah. That's right. So just literally chill about it. Just chill and relax about it.
Okay.
It's just all about, you see, and Alex, I know you didn't want to do any readings, but we're not doing a reading as such. We're just having a discussion here. It's all about relaxing, isn't it, and not panicking when you get a connection.
It's about trust, basically.
Yeah.
I think that's the most fundamental word, trust. Trust in what you get. But sometimes I think it's not always easy to be a medium, because sometimes you'll pick up on something that you have to make the decision over whether you give it over or whether you don't. And sometimes it's a huge responsibility. And sometimes you have to think, you have to make the call and think, okay, I'm getting this, but I don't think the timing's right, or I don't think it's the right thing to say or the right thing to do. Colin
yeah.
Fry once said something I thought was a really wise piece of advice. He said that somebody that was working as a medium, if they, you know, people like to do courses and all this sort of thing, he said the most useful course they could possibly do has nothing to do with mediumship. It will be a basic counselling course.
Yeah.
Because as a medium, mm-hmm. you often find yourself working as a counsellor.
That's right. Yeah. That's exactly right. This is the important thing, Ellie, that Ali's just made a point here. You've got definite counselling skills, and us as mediums, basically, most of the time or a lot of the time, are counsellors.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That definitely makes sense.
Yeah. Can I actually leave it there for you, Melly? And I really hope that we've been some assistance to you this afternoon for you.
You both have been of great assistance, and I appreciate
and I
your
hope
time
you're
and...
enjoying the show as well, because it's, we not only do we try and entertain, we try and really help people as well with the things that we actually talk about.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Melly. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Now, I just want to apologize to everybody in the chat room. We did have a troll who was masquerading as Mike Spirit FM. Although that was not me. I have now kicked the troll out. So apologies to anybody who was offended by the little boy who was masquerading as Mike Spirit FM. I'm pretty sure that one of these days, that let's put it this way. He will get what's coming to him. Let's put it that way. And my apologies also to Wiki. for kicking you out. I did think, unfortunately, that you were this particular troll. I have been alerted about this troll activity. It is going on elsewhere. So, again, my apologies. Now, Alex. Oh, God, I think sleep's catching up on me. Let me think, what should we talk about in the last 15 minutes? You need to plug your website again.
Okay, www.alexbailey, spelled B-A-Y-L-E-Y, .co.uk.
Excellent. Now, when you actually work, Alex, do you use tarot? Do you use, I mean, like I was using numerology before, or do you just purely just tune into spirit when you do your one-to-one readings?
When I do my one-to-ones, I do a couple of things. When I do my one-to-ones, I just tune into spirit.
Yeah.
Simple. Yeah, just that, because that's what I think. If someone comes to a proper one-to-one, that's what they want. But I do these sort of party nights that I'm playing with at the moment. And when I do those, I will use tarot cards.
Excellent.
You know, the party nights are something just a little bit different. You know, where you perhaps would have a minimum of four people. They're just a bit more fun. Does that make sense? A bit more.
Yeah,
fun.
Yeah, I understand. So
a bit lighter-hearted. That's
right. That's right. Have you silenced your parrots, Alex? I've noticed they've gone very quiet now in the background.
Well, it's getting late. I did think the Amazon was going to start to screech at any moment, because he's really, really naughty if someone's eating.
Okay, yeah.
Hazel came with this bowl of food, and I thought, oh, no, he's going to start. He's going to see it, and he's going to screech because he wants it. The trouble is, very often you'll give him something off your plate and he throws it away and says, no, I don't want that, so I'll screech again until you find me something I do want. But luckily, he's had a bit of potato and he's not fussy now.
Oh, good, because I know there was a menagerie in the background before, and I'm pretty sure that it's very entertaining. It's the unexpected on the show, and I absolutely love it. And I know we're down to probably about the last 10 minutes, but I definitely want to invite you back on again. It's been very inspiring, this show. It's gone very quickly. I mean, I know you noticed that when Kev was on. It goes very quickly, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, I listened to it when Kevin was on, and I was surprised how quick the 2 hours went. And it's gone quickly this evening as well, I must admit.
That's right. And we've had a good old natter. We've had a good old laugh. And, yeah, I know a lot of there are still a lot of people that are actually waiting for calls. Well, there's actually less now. We've lost about 5 of them. But I'm pretty sure people will empathise and will sympathise with me that I'm a little bit too tired to take a lot of calls today. So I know Melly did go, please, 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 on the chat room. So I did make the exception. But I do promise everyone, I can see Mary Lou, who's actually in the queue, and there's an area code 610, area code 770, area code 304, area code 510. I do apologize, but in 2 weeks' time, the next Conversations with Spirit here on Mike Spirit FM, I will most certainly be taking live calls. It was just because sleep deprivation does make me very hyper, and I do talk a lot, but I'm a little bit tired, and I did want to have a really good natter to Alex anyway. I really wanted to get into the nitty-gritty of who Alex Bailey is. And I'm sure everybody who's been listening has now figured who this guy is. He's a very, very humble gentleman. He's actually got quite a wit on you, haven't you, Alex?
I don't know about that.
Come on.
Said the other day, someone did say to me, you should be a stand-up comic. I don't know if they were trying to insult me or whether they were being flattering.
No,
I'm not quite sure.
The listeners have noticed that. If you're not aware of it, I think you could do a double act with yourself. You could come on in the first half as a comedian and warm the audience up, and then in the second half, you could come on as a stand-up medium.
Oh, well, that's something to think about. Mm. You never know. You never say never.
Well, that's right. You never know. We might someday in the far off future do a live show together. Who knows?
Never say never. Say never. Life's turned out in the past sort of couple of months in a way that I've actually thought, well, I don't know where this is going now. You know what I mean? That's why I'm sort of thinking never say never. When I started off sitting in circle, if somebody said to me, if somebody did say to me, so where would you like this to take you? What do you want to do? I turned around and said, I would like, if possible, to do platform work and just have a handful of little churches that I just did, and I'd be happy doing that. And I've got to that stage, and I am happy doing that. And if it never does any more than that, that's fine by me. But I'm now being offered opportunities that I never dreamt possible. And if they come my way, I think that's what spirit plans. And I'm not going to say no either.
That's right. Because, I mean, as much as you'll be very much like me, you'll have had a pathway of hardship at times, and you'll be wondering, what the hell's this life about? I'm sure, like me, you will appreciate that there has been a little bit of a helping hand upstairs, and we've been groomed for this work, haven't we?
I think it's their grand plan. As I said, it's the same as you're given a gift, it can be given at any time, it can be taken at any time. But I think they have a plan, and sometimes we don't always see it, and it catches us by surprise. And
that's
it has
right.
Done
that's right.
It's a gift, to be honest.
That's right. We've got like 5 minutes, Alex, so with the outro music and things, we've probably got like a couple more minutes of chat. So I do want to give you a big, big thank you from me and from Mike here on Mike Spirit FM for coming on to the show. I just want to give you a big round of applause. Hang on a second, which is customary for the show. Thank you so much, Alex, for coming on the show. A big round of applause to everybody who's listened this morning, this afternoon, this evening. And I would like to invite you back on, Alex, in, say, what, a month's time, 3-4 weeks' time? Are you?
Yes, that'd be brilliant. Thank you for having me. And
it would be an absolute pleasure. It has been an absolute pleasure. And we can have more of our wit and humour. I think we're going to call it the Matt and Alex Have a Laugh Show, I think, the next time round. Because it's taken a lot of people by surprise, because a few people are saying, I like this version of the Matt James. He's normally quite quiet. We need him to be more tired next time he's on the show. Oh, really enjoyed this. All these comments have come through on the chat room, and I can only really thank you, Alex, because you've inspired me with your humour.
No, thank you. Thank you very much for having me. Thank you for putting up with me.
Putting up with you, I think it's more like putting up with me, Alex.
That's been a pleasure. Absolutely.
Awesome. Now, for everybody who's listening, you can listen to this show again out of the archives. The link will be available on the Blog Talk website, or anyone who's on Facebook, you can actually get the links on Facebook. So, anyway, I'm going to finish the show with a track by the Scorpions, and it's very appropriate for the kind of work that we do. The actual track is called Is There Anybody There? Sometimes I often wonder this when I stand in front of an audience and nobody's talking to me, and I think you'll vouch for that as well, Alex, won't you? Is there anybody there?
You do wonder sometimes.
That's right. Right, with that, I'm going to say goodbye to everybody. Thank you so much again, Alex. And until next time, it's going to be 2 weeks' time, everybody who's listening, we'll go out with this particular track. So it's goodbye, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in to Matthew James Medium. You can contact Matthew anytime by logging on to www.matthewjamesmedium.com. Until next week, goodbye.